Hello, and welcome to the BA Brew. I'm Debbie.
I'm Shane.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm James.
And today is a bit of a special one for me because I'm talking to three very important people related to the BA Conference Europe. And we're talking about the BA Conference over the last 16 years. How it started, how it developed, memorable moments and all those types of things. So just to start, I'm going to come to you, James, because it was your idea. So what gave you the idea to actually say, we need a BA conference?
Well, I took over the role of organising events for the IIBA. And the IIBA was still, I mean, you were one of the founders in the UK, Debbie, and it was still fairly new. But I was able to start getting huge traction for the BA events, and we were suddenly getting 100, then 150. And I think we had an event at Credit Suisse where we got over 200 people coming. And there were people not just from London, but there were even people coming down from Manchester to attend. And I think at that time, there was a real thirst for ideas. And the profession was starting to emerge, really. And I remember thinking about, you know, could we have a conference? And I went along to a couple of events organized by IRM. They invited me to, let's stop that bit and go back a bit. So I came across IRM through mastering the requirements process that I went to a course run by Suzanne and James Robertson, and then got chatting with Suzanne about the idea. She thought it was a great idea to potentially have a conference, and Jeremy and Shane from IRM invited me along to the BPM conference they organised. And I met Steve Danby, who later became a good figure in the IIBA in the UK. And he thought it was a good idea to have a BA conference as well. And then myself and Martin from the IIBA said, well, let's talk to Debbie about it. And over to you, Debbie.
Yes, you mentioned it to me, and I thought it was a great idea because, as you said, there was so much interest in business analysis. And Rachel, you and I and Paul Turner, we were working together quite closely on a lot of BCS business analysis initiatives. So you got involved as well. What did you think when it was first suggested to you?
Well, probably everyone here knows this is not my specialism. I am not a business analyst unusually, but I loved it. And I think the biggest compliment I ever got was, you should have been a business analyst. And I just absolutely thought it was such a fantastic idea. I thought it was one of the strongest portfolios in the BCS portfolio. And I just thought, why not? That's a great idea to bring a community together and get people talking, sharing ideas. That's how you make things great. And the community was really good at being able to share quite groundbreaking stuff at the time. And I just loved being part of it. So that's why I got involved.
Yeah, and I really agree with you because it felt like we were quite at the forefront. This was back in 2008. We were having these conversations. And it just felt like, you know, the world was waking up to business analysis in some ways, which had been around for quite a few years, but it had been a bit of a slow growth for a while. One of the things I do remember feeling was, gosh, what if no one comes? I still look back and think we did put our heads above the parapet a little bit with this. We took the risk. But Shane, IRM wanted to be involved. And I remember IRM coming in and doing a presentation to our panel. How did that feel?
Oh, it first and foremost, it felt exciting, I think. It felt like a really exciting business opportunity, but also I'd say the people involved, like yourself, like Rachel, like James, like others, were just so enthusiastic. I think that was the difference. The enthusiasm, the keenness, and it just felt right from the very beginning. It felt like this will add to our existing portfolio. We should be running a conference on business analysis, and this wonderful team was the team to work with to make it happen.
And I think it's really interesting that we're all still involved. You know, this is 16 years later, and it's still the same people, organizations, partners. We've just got such loyalty, and I think that speaks volumes about what we all felt about it at the time and still do. So, yeah, kudos to Shane for keeping this going and moving us all in the right direction. Yes.
And the event is still a joy to work on because of the enthusiasm and just the sheer joy that I think the people we work with bring to this event. Like, the, not saying our other conferences don't have the same level of enthusiasm with our partners, but the BA is special because of there's this enthusiasm and sense of community that just feels unique and special.
Yeah, and it is collaboration. You know, the three founding organisations, SISKD, BCS, IBA UK, are still very actively involved, as you say, Rachel. And I think that momentum that has continued throughout the 16 years is still there and still developing, which is fantastic. And it's down to that sort of energy. And I love the way you just said that, Shane, that sort of sense of joy about it, because we are all so enthusiastic. And it's just great to get together with everybody and to see what it is that we created over those years, you know? So yeah, it's very interesting. The other thing that always strikes me is it evolves and develops. And one of the things that I wonder about is how we've managed to keep it so relevant. Yeah. So I'm going to come to you again on that one, Shane, because obviously you're heavily involved in organizing the conference in a lot of detail every year. So how has it stayed so relevant for so many years?
I think primarily it is due to the BA Conference Advisory Board and basically our event partners. You know, we are literally dealing with people involved at business analysis at the coalface. So from getting ideas via the call for speakers from the community, but also literally just sitting around a table and having someone like you, Debbie, or Rachel or James saying, this is particularly hot at the moment, we need to look into this, or perhaps we need a track on this. And of course, the advisory board just isn't members of the three founding organizations. You know, we've new fresh channels in there, like the Young Business Analysts Association, for example. So I would just say we have all these amazing people giving us ideas from the coal face constantly, and that keeps us fresh and up to date.
Sorry, James, you go.
I was going to say, I think that we were always forward looking. Because looking back, and some of the titles of that first event, we had Five Secrets of Successful Virtual Meetings by Penny Pullen. And, you know, that's what, 10 years, 12 years before the pandemic. Establishing a BA community, participative analysis and user-centered design, one on ethnography. And, you know, the role of the BA, what's expected, what is delivered. And some of these themes just keep going. And I think you had one, Debbie, coherent business change. Forget the job titles. It's the results that matter.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's quite interesting, actually, because I think I presented a bit of a model around outcomes and things like that, because, and I think I had a slide that just showed all the different job titles. I don't know if anybody remembers that slide, but it was just all the different job titles, and there were so many of them. And, you know, over the years, people have come up and talked to me about that slide. So that's great, because it made people think. And I think that's what we were trying to do, wasn't it? We were trying to make people think about things differently, push the boundaries a bit. But that's fascinating, James, that, you know, Penny doing virtual meetings all those years ago, that really is incredible. Yes. I'd completely forgotten about that. So it's interesting, isn't it, that over the years, I think we have touched on some topics that were ahead of the game, as in the virtual meetings one. But I've got in my head as well quite a few highlights, you know, things that stand out for me. Rachel, I'm going to come to you. Do you have any particular highlights that stand out for you?
I've got millions. Honestly, it's one of the favourite times of the year for me. I think having my photograph taken with Sir Clive Woodward was just amazing. But do you know what? One of my favourite speakers was David Beckham. I just thought when he talked about Parkinson's, he had pretty much the whole room in tears, and it was such a powerful talk. So we've had some amazing keynotes. We've had James Kerr from All Blacks. You see a theme going in with the ones I like probably, who talked about his book Legacy, which was really interesting. We've had Suzanne Williams, hostage taker, loved her. We just had so many great speakers that are memorable even now. The ethnographer, I remember him talking about the use of washing powder and liquid and how they use that to get women to buy this stuff. You know, there's some really key points in these talks that I've literally taken with me for 15 years. I think there's been some fantastic talks. So they're mine.
And James Kerr talking about legacy, and, you know, he's talking about the All Blacks and their culture and how the most senior players would sweep out the changing rooms at the end of it, so they left it in as good a place. And actually, David Beckham references James Kerr as the person who really led him on the road to speaking. So I think
it's very interesting, isn't it? Because I think that's one of the other things is those connections between the things we remember. I mean, we can't keep saying the name James Kerr, but I'm going to say it again, because some of his messages really gave me to something to think about in a leadership capacity, because he was talking about the captain, wasn't he, sweeping the sheds, as he said. You know, when you've got a message that still resonates with you years later, there's something really powerful about that message, isn't there? And I'll always remember that session, even though he was very rude to the Welsh rugby team. Which you guys won't remember, but the Welsh people in the audience remember it well.
I remember. I think it was good. It was honesty, Debbie. Sorry.
There you go. So, Neil Malarkey was another moment.
Sorry. Neil Malarkey was another great one. Did improvise. And, you know, often when I hear the phrase yes, but, I always think of Neil saying yes and you know, you know, challenging how common it is for people to downplay ideas and to rubbish ideas instead of giving them some time to breathe. And yeah, I mean, him and improv was great. And I think just it goes back to, I mean, to me, the successful keynotes were really what feeds into the conference itself, which is getting that buzz going, you know, putting challenging ideas, getting people to think about things that they haven't necessarily thought of in that way, which I think is just really for business analysts, is that we should always be looking at how do we look at things from different perspectives?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love Neil Malarkey's session as well. I thought it was really fun, but really thought-provoking. And, you know, only the other day, I wrote an email and I wrote, yes, but, and I actually changed it to yes, and. So yeah. There we go. Again, messages that stay with you, they really do. But it is fascinating because I'm going to come back to ethnography, because I remember you, James, really talking about ethnography at quite an early stage of me knowing you and being very keen on us understanding ethnography. And somebody who I'd worked with for years before then had also been very keen. And a lot of business analysts weren't really picking up on it. And then I remember that session and thinking, actually, this is really, really important. And interestingly, I think now there's much more acceptance that ethnography is actually vital, particularly with the rise of ideas and approaches around things like customer experience and user experience. So again, you know, at very early stages, looking at techniques and approaches that are incredibly relevant today. I don't know if you're still doing anything with ethnography at all, James. I know you did with one project a lot.
Yeah, I think no, but I think it's always central to what I do, is always thinking about the not just the person sort of using, you know, a system, for example, but who are the ultimate people it's aimed at or beneficiaries, and always trying to think about it from their perspective and understanding, you know, what's in it for me is always a thing. So that whole approach. And I mean, I think it's interesting because you talked about all the different job titles. And I think one thing that has definitely happened over the last few years is increasing specialization and roles. So UX, that is the domain of a UX person. Whereas business analysts and business analysis is about bringing all of those different strands together.
Yes, and I think that again is something that we've tried to reflect in the conference. And I think, I mean, the three of us and Shane as well as more of an organizer, but we've all been on the advisory board for a number of years. And I think, Rachel, you'd agree, we always tried to bring in all sorts of different perspectives on this landscape known as business analysis.
Definitely. I think we were always very keen to understand that other perspectives are what makes it a better as a whole, as a conference. And we've tried to look at bringing the younger people in, and they've been a huge success in helping us. And a lot of them, as Shane mentioned, are actually in the depths, in the weeds of business analysis. So it's all very real what's happening at the coalface. It's not these old codgers that retired 15 years ago telling us what business analysis is. It's very up to date, and it feels very exciting and fresh.
Yeah, I'll tell you another interesting thing. BA of the year, okay, at the conference, yeah, which is IIBA UK BA of the year. The person whose idea it was that should be at the conference should be IIBA UK BA of the year, none other than James. Again, James coming through here as the person with all the ideas, but you well, said to me it should be at the conference.
Yeah. And I think, that's right. So I'd won it the year before, hadn't I, when it was run by the BCS. Yeah, and then we took it to the conference. Yeah, and it worked really well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite interesting because, Rachel, you mentioned having your photo taken with Clive Woodward, because what's happened with BA of the Year is the finalists get to have their photo taken with one of the keynote speakers. And, you know, we have a gallery of photos with people like Clive Woodward, Andrew Strauss, Gavin Essler, you know, all sorts of people. And that's fantastic. But the other thing is, the person who wins BA of the Year is invited to join the advisory board. So Shane, coming back to your comment, we've also got that really great practice coming into the organisation of the conference, which has helped to make it relevant over all these years. So there's all these sorts of links and connections, aren't there? So before we finish, the one thing we haven't talked about are the memorable moments where Shane's stress levels go through the ceiling. And I can think of a few of them, and we're not going to name any names here.
Okay.
But Shane, would you like to kick us off with particular memorable moments that we can laugh about with the benefit of hindsight?
Yes, yes, yes. First of all, I just want to say some of my highlights down through the years have been mainly the keynotes, but people like Professor Eddie Obing, David McCandless, Neil Malarkey, René Carriol, Nigel Owen, or as recently as last year, I thought Sabrine Cohn, the firefighter, she was just amazing, absolutely mind-blowing amazing. So those are some of my highs, but the lows were where it got a bit stressy, I suppose. We had an opening keynote speaker running 20 minutes late, supposedly due to the rain, and her cabbie running late in the wrong way in the rain. That was very stressy. You know, event organizers, we like people to be there nice and early. We definitely don't like them being late. Panic. And we had another opening keynote speaker. I'm sensing a theme here that arrived on his bicycle with 2 minutes to spare. He was all like hot and sweaty from like cycling at high speed from a nearby radio station. So yeah, there was, you know, some interesting stressy moments. And that's all for me on that.
Hey, Rachel, I'm going to come to you. Have you noticed any moments that you've thought,
No, I think it's always worked perfectly. It's that swan, isn't it? No, only kidding. No, you sometimes see it in the faces of the team from IRM UK looking very anxious and at lift doors and things like that. And you're thinking, oh, that's a tough gig, isn't it? Because you just don't know if they're going to come in. I think probably one of my most memorable moments that was slightly negative was when we had somebody talking about another discipline in a way that it was so much better than business analysis. And I don't know if I can mention the discipline in case it gives it away, but yeah, you felt the room close in and it was, stop talking. You're talking to a room full of business analysts and I think it's about to kick off. So that's probably my most memorable thing that I was thinking, oh, that wasn't good.
What about you, James?
Well, the one, it might even be the same example, but I do remember is of the very first conference, and the title was about is project management and business analysts working together. And this person said, "I tell the business analysts what to do," which I mean, it was great because it really got the whole thing, the whole conference buzzing. But I think she was in danger of getting lynched. But to me, one of the biggest changes has been the fact that we've gone from, well, there were two tracks when we started in 2009, and I think this year there are six tracks at the same time. And also what I found so impressive doing a talk this year is having to number of calls with Mike Williams and Faye, who was Business Analyst of the Year, I believe, last year, and having to do two present, going through my slides twice. And next week, I've got a complete run through of my talk with them. And the level of dedication that it takes from them and the feedback that they give you is in that, and it's in that spirit of collaboration. So I think that has really helped improve the quality of the talks. And it means that even people who haven't done a talk before are actually mentored and brought along and encouraged. And I think that is just a brilliant sign of how the conference has developed.
I think that's a really good point because, you know, the advisory panel tries so hard to make their tracks as good as possible and to really help the speakers within those tracks to make sure that when they do present their sessions, they're just great, you know. And you mentioned Faye. She was actually BA of the year before last. So I won't skip over Paul, who won last year, and of course on the advisory board this year as well. And, you know, these guys are bringing so much and they want to help people. And everybody who's been on the advisory board over the years and those on the current board, they do deserve quite a lot of kudos for putting so much effort into helping people, because that's sort of really brought the conference to such a strong foundation, I think, you know. But it's been fantastic reminiscing with you guys about the conference. It you know, in my mind, it's been a brilliant 16 years, absolutely brilliant. I've learned so much and I've met so many fabulous people. So just before we do finish, any final quick thoughts? Shane, I'll come to you first.
Oh, final quick thoughts. Please join us this year in London at the conference this year from the 16th to the 18th of September. We have some amazing keynotes. We've Maggie Alfonsi, the rugby player and pundit. We have Fabrizio Laguna, the Brazilian BA. We have Jeff White speaking on cybersecurity. And we've the wonderfully talented LJ Rich speaking about AI and music. And we have all these, what I call extracurricular activities this year, like the BA party, the BA run, the BA walk, chair yoga, meditation, and more. So I hope to see you there.
Thank you, Shane. James, what about you? Final thought from you.
Just sort of looking back at the landscape and, you know, things like podcasts didn't really exist then when we started. But that whole proliferation of the whole business analysis community now, there's so many different people, you know, podcasts, blogs, communities of practices have developed, you know, the whole qualification market has taken off. But still the conference has managed to not just remain relevant, but grow from, I don't know what we had, was it about 150 at the first conference to, you know, now getting well over 500 people. So it's fantastic. Long may it continue.
Brilliant. Rachel, what about you?
Well, I'm just so thankful to have been part of this community and met so many brilliant people. I can honestly say some of the people I've met are my friends, and it's just a great opportunity to go back to what Shane said. You know, if you haven't come along. We're a friendly bunch. We talk to anyone. If there's a lamppost there, I'll talk to it. So come along and have fun and meet some new like-minded friends.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, my final thought, I always talk about teamwork. It's one of my soapbox things. And to me, the conference, where it started with the five of us, you know, with Paul Turner and Martin Wilson originally putting it together, then teaming up with IRM to organise and run it, and then all of the different advisory boards over the years that have been a team to make it happen, it really is a case study in teamwork for me. And that's been absolutely fantastic. So thank you guys very, very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you in September. In fact, I can't wait. It'll be lovely. And if you, our audience, have enjoyed this episode of the BA Brew, or even more so, if you have some ideas for anything else that we might talk about in future episodes, then please let us know and contact us at babrew@assistkd.com. And please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Thanks very much.